The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Today the church celebrates the first basilica that was inaugurated, St. John of Letran, who is the seat of the Holy Father. The reason why this is so important is because the Word of God reveals to us the great importance of the house of God. In the Old Testament, even in the desert, the Lord God called his people to build the tent of the encounter, the holy place where he would speak his word for the people. When they finally got established in Jerusalem, the Lord God, through the prophet, called them to build a temple. Now, we come to a problem. Every time God reveals a truth, the devil will come to bring error and confusion. And the most effective way to do this is by bringing a half-truth, so that we don't appreciate what God had said. It is true that God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. Moses went to the mountain to listen to the Lord. God is everywhere. Why should we come to church? God is in our house. We can pray at home. In fact, we should pray at home every day. And God is truly present there. However, God does not save us alone. He saves us by bringing us to be part of His church, the people of God. Why? Because God is Father. And He called us to communion. He called us to be His family. And just like at home, we are a family established by God Himself with the husband, the wife, the children, and it's a holy ground. So the same way God has established His large family, which is the church, and He wants us to come together to listen to His word, to receive Him. And in the church, the Lord Himself is present in the tabernacle. Therefore, we are called to have great love and respect for the church, the house of God. Behold the respect that Jesus had for the temple. On the Sabbath day, wherever He was, in the towns, all throughout, He would go and pray and teach in the synagogues. And when Jesus was in Jerusalem, His place of preference to teach was at the temple. So much so that in Him the prophecy was fulfilled, the zeal for the temple shall consume Him, which was a prophecy from the Old Testament that would characterize the Messiah. The Messiah would be the one who is full of zeal for the house of God because of His love for God Himself. Now, that being said, the temple is holy because God is holy. And God has chosen each one of us to be His temple. God wants to dwell in our hearts. So even more than the church, as a building, I mean, you and I are the living temple of God. And that is why the church has always and will always proclaim the sacredness of every human life from the moment that God creates an eternal soul at conception. And that is why there is no excuse, no situation in which killing an innocent life is justified. It is truly an ominous sign of the times when even many Catholics have a relativistic view on this. And that by that I mean that they allow exceptions. Well, if the baby is sick, if the baby is ill, it's okay to kill him or her. Not even in the most horrible situation, which is the case of rape, can we unleash our anger against the innocent life. Because that life is sacred and belongs to God alone. And the Lord gave us a commandment, thou shalt not kill. We cannot relativize that at all. Every human being is called by God to be His temple, sacred unto the Lord. And as we today remember to honor the temple, it is because God is here calling us to recognize Him in every one of our brothers and sisters, and recognize also that our own body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. As you respect yourself, do not allow impurity to enter into your mind or your heart. Keep your temple holy for the Lord. And as we do that, then God will have no problem revealing His glory to each one of us. God will have no problem teaching us the way so that we are not confused by the enemy with half-truths. We will know the foundations upon which we build the house. Jesus Christ Himself is that foundation.